And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of August, 2015. 60 years ago, today, Samuel Beckett's play Waiting for Godot premiered at the Arts Theatre in London, in which two tramps, Vladimir and Estragon, wait and wait for their friend Godot. It had debuted in Paris 2 years before, got rapturous reviews there. English audiences did not care for it so much. Many people walked out. The Guardian called the play tooth-gnashing, inexplicit, and deliberately fatuous. Theatergoers in London seemed confused by the lack of naturalism and whatever motivated the characters. But Kenneth Tynan, the critic, wrote a review a few days after opening. He said, "The play jettisons everything by which we recognize theater." He gave it a rave review, and overnight the play became a success, now considered a standard of theater. It's the birthday of the crime novelist P.D. James, born in Oxford, England, 1920. She worked as an administrator for the National Health Service for years, got up early in the morning to write before she went to her day job. She was 42 when she published her first crime novel. It took her 3 years to write. The book was Cover Her Face. It was a big success. She decided to stay with the crime genre. Her big breakthrough was in 1980 with her eighth book, Innocent Blood. Books in which she created a character, Detective Adam Dalglish. He's with Scotland Yard, intelligent, dedicated, unsentimental. And it's the birthday of the poet Haydn Carruth, born Waterbury, Connecticut, 1921, served in the Army Air Forces during World War II, went to graduate school on the GI Bill, fell in love with jazz, went to work as an editor in Chicago, had a nervous breakdown, spent a year and a half in treatment, and got electroshock therapy, and by his own account, he left in worse shape than when I went in. So he decided to move to the country. He moved to a little town in Vermont, then to upstate New York. He began to farm. He worked as a mechanic, hired himself out as a field hand. He was poor for years. At one point had to steal corn that was meant for livestock. Kept up this hardscrabble lifestyle for decades. At the age of 75, his collection, Scrambled Eggs and Whiskey, won the National Book Award. He died in 2008 after complications from a stroke. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, a poem to Haydn Carruth. "Dear Haydn, when I read your book, I was aching in head, back, heart, and mind, and aching with your aches added to my own, and yet for joy I read on without stopping, made eager by your true mastery, wit, sorrow, and joy, each made true by the others. My reading done, I swear I am feeling better. Here in Port Royal, I take off my hat to you up there in Munnsville, in your great dignity of being necessary. I swear, it appears to me you're one of the rare fellows who may finally amount to something. What shall I say? I greet you at the beginning of a great career? No, I greet you at the beginning, for we are either beginning or we are dead. And let us have no careers, lest one day we be found dead in them. I greet you at the beginning that you have made authentically in your art, again and again." To Haydn Carruth, a poem by Wendell Berry from his new collected poems, published by Counterpoint Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.